Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Bob, 7:05 in the morning. It is August the 2nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I think I might even join the chat room, right?
Good morning.
Now. Okay. Bad Bob, good morning.
Oh, somebody did one of these wonderful. Why do they do that?
They switched our microphones around.
Good morning.
Oh, you know what? We do a lot of shows. We pre-record a few shows a week. And so anyway, Bad Bob, say hello.
Good morning.
That's it.
Smoke on the water this morning.
Oh,
yeah, there
over
is.
The city, kind of a brown pall.
Well, we want to talk about that. That's for sure. And of course, hey, sweetie, welcome back.
Great to be back. Hey, we're looking up John and Martha Mitchell. How are you guys?
Us or John?
Yeah, we just want to say hi.
Okay.
You know, and shout out to some good friends and some great patriots. How are you? 7:06 in the morning. It is the 2nd of August. Does that blow your mind? Going to be, oh my gosh, today's going to be 101. 101 today and 65 tonight. It's currently, looks like it's 79 degrees. You'll love this today. You know what this day in history was?
No. I can guess.
Wild Bill Hickok was gunned down by Jack McCall.
On this day. Well, this is one of the reasons I'm sure that
Deadwood.
That Sturgis is Sturgis. You see, Sturgis has the big motorcycle rallies every year in the first weekend of August. So Wild Bill Hickok, and I've been in the number 9 saloon in Deadwood, and so is Linda, and sit in above the doorway where you walk in. Is the chair that Wild Bill was sitting in when he was shot.
Do you know what a dead man's hand is?
Aces and eights.
That's it.
There you go. Aces and eights, and they're all black. They're
exactly.
All spades and clubs.
When he died, that's what he was. So when he got shot, killed on the spot, that's what he was holding.
That's right. Of course, I don't know if that chair is really the chair. They could say anything they wanted, but, you know, that's in the saloon, number 9 saloon. Jack McCall shot him and then was turned loose by the miners' jury, went to another mining town, was bragging about it. They arrested him, tried him, and hung him the same day.
Now,
so I guess that, you know, you can get away with murder, but just don't brag about it.
Okay, now, wait a minute. We don't want to ever be one digit off. Even though I've been, you know, been told I'm a digit short. It's saloon number 10.
You're right. It's saloon number 10. No, you're absolutely right. It's saloon number 10.
What happened to the other 9?
Well, that, you know, it makes you wonder about that. Well, you know, they didn't have names like Bucket of Blood and, you know, and the Bird Cage. Oh, yeah, we're number 10 as opposed to number 8. So, anyway.
He said he was a Union Army spy. A scout for General Custer, a marshal for Abilene, Kansas, and a crack shot with a pistol.
He was probably considered one of the real gunfighters of the West, but he's also a lot of him, you know, like everybody. Everybody has their foibles back. You know what I mean? You know, the Earp brothers, the Clantons, the, you know, Hatfields, McCoys. Everybody, there's legends, you know, attributed
legends
to him. But speaking of the truth,
speaking
though,
of legends.
No, speaking of truth, here's Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors and telling us what's happening on Wall Street.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, we have major averages that are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 56 points at 12,915. The S&P 500 is down 5 points at 1369. The NASDAQ Composite is up 5 points at 2926. Some of the day's biggest movers, Pfizer's down 9 cents, trading at $23.85 per share. Hewlett-Packard, positive 42 cents at $18.08. MetLife, up $1.43 at $31.86. taking a look at local stocks of interest. Walmart down 22 cents, trading at 73.40. Costco down 32 cents at 95.64 per share. Safeway off 20 cents at $15.38. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.52% and the 30-year bond is 2.59%. For commodities, gold is down $10.90 at $15.96.40 per ounce. Silver's down 30 cents at $27.23. Crude oil down $1.57, trading at $87 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, we have the Wells Fargo Advisors. If you want to find out what's going on Wall Street and you find out how to invest, what to invest, and things to look out for, go down and see the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a number of things going on today. We wanted to catch up on a lot of things. There's things going on in our nation, things going right here in Shasta County, right here in Redding. We'll be right back.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsredding.com.
Is speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
The Westside Performing Arts Company proudly presents the American classic, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. One weekend only. Be sure to see this classic musical, the box office smash. Performances run one weekend only. So be sure to get your tickets now by calling the Cascade Theater box office or visiting cascadetheater.org. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, August 9th through the 11th, one weekend only at the Cascade Theater.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:15 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down and get that great coffee at Espresso Joe's. The cigars par excellence from the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Any type of tobacco you may want is there at Tobacco and Brew and at the best prices in town. They support our community and have for 35 years, Joe and Shelley have. Great people. And it's, again, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'd like to read an email that came in from a listener. And we really appreciate, David, that you sent this. And, yes, I'd like to see the picture. His email was very quick. And, again, it's just a reminder for everyone. This is a bad year for rattlesnakes, he says, probably because lots of mice from the wet winter. Dogs need two shots, about $25 each, 3 weeks or more apart. My dog got bit, but she's still running around like a nut, chasing balls, sticks, and toys. I'll send you a photo. So she got bit in the neck, and yes, I do want to see the photo. Second time, our neighbors, again, caught a, you know, not caught, hello, the snake was in the pile.
And, in the wood pile.
And our friend was mowing the lawn, and when she put the mower back, she heard the rattle, and there it was.
31 inches of rattlesnake.
Hearing a lot of things. So we just want to remind you that more and more it is coming to our attention, as well as it should be yours, to just be aware of the preventing.
Me, hey, John and Martha, if you're out there, give us a call here at the station, 605-4565. We have a surprise for you. 605-4565. John and Martha, give us a call. All right. You remember where the 19-year-old was killed by the police here a few weeks ago? They were trying to arrest him. He had a knife tied onto his hand and fought the police. Three police couldn't get him down and hold him down. The tox reports came out that he was loaded on meth and another amphetamine and was shot. Well, the officer that had to take that young man's life was cleared of the shooting. They tried to do it, and they'd tased him. They'd done everything. Also, when he was shot, if he had just stayed there, I know that, you know, if they could have just gotten him down on the ground after shooting him, but he took off and ran, and he bled out is essentially what happened. They couldn't find him.
Well, I'm sure that the methamphetamine being filled with meth had something to do with it. Hey, do you want to talk a little bit about the Olympics?
I do. Did you know something that, okay, did you know that when the Olympians from the United States win a medal, they also win money? Did you know that, Bad Bob? Did you know that if you win the gold medal, you get $25,000, you get $15,000 for a silver and $10,000 for a bronze? Now, I never knew that. So what's happened is if you, the 17-year-old Missy Franklin, who won the gold, and I think she won a gold and a bronze, owes the government taxes on $35,000. She doesn't have a job. She has never taken endorsements because that way she couldn't swim on her high school team. This is the kind of girl this is such a sweetheart. And so now anybody that wins these, now they owe Uncle Sam money on the one, on the taxes, on the money they've won while representing our country. Now, you would think that the IRS, even though that their whole mission in life is to collect money, might look the other way. Well, they of course won't. So Senator Mark Rubio has started a bill in Congress that would exempt.
Good. I was going to say, are they exempt from Olympic winners?
The Olympic winners from having to pay taxes on the medals
the whole idea.
That they win. Can you believe that?
It's just the whole idea. You're killing my buzz.
You know what? You know, they talk about.
You are totally killing my buzz.
You know, you talk about people that, you know, they're going, oh, yeah, look at the millions. They're going to get millions in endorsements. Well, maybe they are, so they pay taxes on that. But what about all those athletes that don't get millions in endorsements? Like the woman she's medaled in 5 Olympics now, the American, and she won the skeet shooting this time, which set in a new Olympic record. I don't think she's going to get millions of dollars in endorsements.
You won't be on the Wheaties box anytime soon.
She's going to go back home to her kids and her family, and just she'll continue to shoot on the weekends. But this is.
Can I talk about the feel-good story of this?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So here we are with our American gymnastics team. Ugh. When they call them the darlings of America, they are more than darlings of America.
Fab Five.
They are the darlings of the world. And, of course, we watched the synchronized diving last night. We watched the swimming last night. It's been, you
volleyball,
know, we're
volleyball.
Zombies in the morning because we cannot turn it off. You know, it's on till 11 o'clock. Hello. But what is for me, and I'm curious if it is for you, is the American pride that's been missing. The wholesomeness, the spin on the Olympics. You don't see any, you know, it's kind of like everybody comes together. You don't really care. I mean, they're trying to somehow, the media and liberals, and I don't like to use that word, are trying to say, oh, they're gay or they're straight. You know what? from what I'm watching, it doesn't matter what they're doing in their private lives. Okay, they talk about they're married and their kids and their families, and you know, but what is really cool is when you see the moms and dads that have been there, with one of the gymnastic athletes, where they've had to leave home at a young age to train, the support system, when they cross their hearts, how they shake hands with the other
competitors.
How I feel it's very, I'm just getting this very clean, wholesome, the drive to be the best. And we can clearly see when another team, like the Russian gymnasts, grew up, or the Czechs that are diving or something. And great is great. It doesn't matter. It's just great. And it's wonderful. It makes me want to be better.
And, you know, I tell you what, it does. You know, it's great to see these people. What they're saying, what they're saying about representing America, how proud they are. You know, and the humility. Michael Phelps, who's won more medals than anybody else ever in Olympic competition, when they asked him about winning that 19th medal, all he could talk about was his teammates who put him in the position to win that medal in the relay. He said, I told him, I'm going to need at least 3 seconds. Give me all the time you can. Give me all the time you can. Because he was swimming against absolutely the fastest swimmer in the world, the Frenchman.
Amazing.
And those guys went out and they swam their personal best.
Yep.
They got him the 3 seconds, but you know what? Michael held that guy off for 3 seconds. Well, at least 2.5 seconds. That's all he had to do.
Well, like, again, we feel the pride of the greatness of the athlete, what they've done. We've got to take a break. Please hang on, Coach Bob. We want to come back, hear what your thoughts are with the Olympics. Love to have you weigh in. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood deck or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special 3-step process will restore sun and weather damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Go to supercleanroof.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
When the stakes are high, have the cards in your hand. Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 No Limit Texas Hold'em, or just a few to name. Mini Bad Beat, Progressive Quads, Progressive Straight Flushes. You can bet on this. A $2 poker rake only at the River's Edge. Check out our daily tournaments, including our $1,000 guaranteed Omaha High-Low on Thursdays. Action starts at 6. For all you early riser poker players, get in. in on the action Monday through Thursday for the River's Edge Early Bird Special. Starts at 10 a.m. First 18 players get a meal deal. Every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., get a chance to play the Plinko game board for instant prizes. $25 add-on, $50 splash the pot. Double prize, aces cracked for $25 and more. Plus, earn entries to win a gas barbecue grill. Giveaway on Wednesday, August 29th. Don't forget our $2 poker rake, best in town. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or visit the River's Edge.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Talking about the Olympics.
Yeah, Coach Bob.
Hi.
Good morning, you people. Hey, I want to give skeet shooter her just due. Her name's Kim Rohde. She won the Olympics gold in Atlanta at 16 years old, which is five Olympics ago. She's the greatest skeet shooter on earth. And she doesn't just shoot on weekends, Carl. She shoots 7 days a week, 500 to 1,000 rounds a day. The woman loves to shoot. She is to shooting what a fish is to water. And she's good at it. And the only interview I heard with her was on your station late night when I couldn't sleep one night. You have that gun show on, which is really interesting, and she was interviewed on that show.
Well, you know what? She's a star. I mean, they said, well, how long are you going to shoot? She said, well, the last time the oldest competitor in the Olympics was 72, was shooting skeet. And, and he goes, well, are you going to shoot till then? She says, well, I've got a few more left in me. So, you know, and she shot a 99. She set the Olympic record this time. Yeah. And, you know, she looks like the housewife. That you wouldn't pick her out. Like, you know, some athletes you can just pick out the way they look. But she looks like your next door neighbor. But the only thing is that she can shoot like a champion, the best in the world.
Yeah, and she represents us. And that's what bugs me, and that's why I called. I haven't seen any little heartwarming in-depth stories or interviews by Bob Costas or NBC, you know, where they went to her hometown and the college and the high school she went to and talked to her neighbors and friends, like they do a lot of the folks, especially with swimming. They're enamored with swimming, which I have no problem with. I love it, too. But when we got somebody like that that's that good, they ought to celebrate it a little more than they do.
I wonder if it has to do with guns, regardless of the fact that it's a sport and it's skeet shooting.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
I don't know if it's just, well, I don't, maybe it's because, hello, she's older, and there's something that's more attractive about a 16 or an 18-year-old.
She doesn't wear a skimpy little Speedo.
No,
yeah,
no, but she's just the best in the world and has been for 20 years.
For 20 years.
That's right.
And
but,
one other quick thing, if I may. She mentioned on that interview, 2 or 3 in the morning, whatever it was, that American skeet shooting is different in competition because you have a gun on your hip and you say pull, and when you say pull, they pull, and you aim and shoot, pull, aim and shoot, pull, aim and shoot. And in international competition, it's quite different. It's when you say pull, the guy throwing the birdie out or the machine or whatever has up to 3 seconds to deliver it. You don't know when it's coming out.
That's right.
And that changes everything.
It changes your whole aim, point of aim, and how you stand and everything. But obviously, it doesn't change her too much. Oh, but you know something else we have to mention: the winner of the men's skeet shooting was also an American.
Really?
Yeah, I need to check his name out. But he also won, and he won going away too.
Love it.
So,
yeah.
And speaking of Bob Costas, go on.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I was just going to say, Kim mentioned that. You know, you don't really have to have men and women's competition because it's something that men and women can compete on the very same page with one another.
Oh.
It's not a matter of strength or anything else, of shooting.
Yeah, but you know what? It can also be of endurance. And, of course, women can out-endure us, so maybe it wouldn't be fair for men.
Well, like the guy also said, you don't want to be breaking into her apartment anytime soon.
No.
She doesn't know how to take you out.
Yeah, well, you know, there's, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
What you're going to say about Bob Costas?
Well, Bob Costas was talking to Michael Phelps. Here's a guy that just set the record for having the most Olympic medals ever. And Bob Costas, who is like five, you know, I mean, he has never competed in anything that I know. Of. But what he said was, I only got a minute left, was, well, how did you feel when you lost the other night
one
and only got the silver medal? I mean, here's a guy that's won more medals than anybody else in the ever. And he's so happy about, you know, when his, and Costas goes on, and he asked him the same question twice. But don't you feel bad? What could you have done better to win that gold medal? You know, and Phelps goes, well, you know what? You know, this is my training. This is my life now. You know, I'm, you know, but I'm very happy in the fact where I am in my life. And, but Costas wouldn't let it go. And this is a typical example of trying to make some kind of turmoil in this champion's life from a guy never, ever done it.
No, that's right. And
if run.
Michael Phelps had brought in a gold medal and hung it around Costas' neck, Costas would have tipped over from the weight. I'll see you.
Thanks, Coach Phelps. All right.
We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460. Fox Business Network stocks are sliding after the European Central Bank failed to take any decisive action for solving the region's debt crisis. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 90 points. Shares of Abercrombie & Fitch are also tumbling following a weaker-than-expected earnings outlook. Same-store sales for the retailer fell 10% in the U.S. with more troubling figures overseas. International sales slipped 26%. Like many companies, Abercrombie has tried to rely on overseas growth to make up for a cool-down in U.S. markets. Adding to its woes, Abercrombie's somber outlook comes as rivals like American Eagle post strong results. And it's also a tough day for Bristol-Myers Squibb. Shares are plunging after the company suspended the study of a drug intended to treat liver disease hepatitis C. This after a patient suffered heart failure, which is raising concerns about the drug's potential and the $2.5 billion Bristol paid to buy the company that developed it. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help.
Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning here on KCNR 1460. We have a mystery caller. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Grandpa and Grandma Linda.
Well, hello. Is this Ashlyn and Michael?
This is more than just Ashlyn and Michael. We have part of the soccer team here. Boy, wish Grandpa a happy birthday.
So,
we're on our way to soccer camp, and they all want to sing happy birthday to Grandpa. So here we go. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Grandpa. Happy birthday to you, Grandpa, and many more.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Our future,
what can I say? They're our future Olympians. Are right there on the going out to soccer today.
We're on our way to soccer camp, and I said, we all need to call and wish Grandpa a happy birthday.
Oh, that's
well,
great.
Thank you so much. And, you know, one of the Olympic soccer players on the women's team is from Reading.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I know the girls are very excited. They've had camp all week, and, you know, it's just been kind of busy and crazy. And so we wanted to give you a call. I knew that I think you guys are going to be busy the rest of the week, and we'll definitely call you too on Sunday, though.
Okay, sweetheart.
Well, Jennifer, I wanted to say to you that you're a wonderful daughter and daughter-in-law. One of the great things in life is that you have good family and you have a good support system, and I have loved watching the relationship that you and your father have, and I think probably in the big gift of life you've been up there, if not the best gift that's ever happened to him, and your children, and your great husband, your choice of husband. So it's been a wonderful thing for me to see, this tight family.
Well, I'm glad we can make you guys happy. Everybody's doing great. I have finals this week, and kids start school in a couple weeks. We have registration next week. Vince is in Houston this week, and you know, just busy, busy like always.
Well,
like you guys.
I just want you to know how proud of you we are, and thank you so much, Ashlyn and Michael, for the happy birthday. And I'll talk to y'all Sunday. I love you all.
Hey, Jennifer.
Oh, we love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right, bye bye.
Now let's go to our next caller, Henry.
Can you top that, Henry? Yeah, can you top that one, Henry?
I got that. Incidentally, is this your birthday?
It's going to be Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday's my birthday.
Oh, well, mine's today. I was going to say it.
Well, happy birthday, Henry.
August 2nd ought to be a good day somewhere.
I am sure that you have done some wonderful things in your life and touched people's lives. Isn't that what we hope we do with our gift, the gift of giving? What's on your mind? Happy birthday, by the way.
All right, I'll tell you.
Are you?
Incidentally, I wanted to compliment Carl on his interview yesterday with Reed. And especially your self-control. I could hear it in your voice that you probably had to do a little self-control there a couple of three times.
Well, you know, Henry, I think Jim Reed's an honorable man. And,
oh, I do too.
And I think anybody that knows Jim Reed will say that he's an honorable man. But, you know, his thoughts on certain topics, I can't get my arms around it when he mentions that we have to spend money you know, on this rail to nowhere. And yet he says, but that's the way we get our federal money. I mean, this is the point that people don't seem to quite grasp is it's still our money. It's our taxes, either at the state or
federal
taxes. Yes, it's not the Fed's money. It's our money. And we can't even open up a veterans home. And yet we're going to build a railroad to nowhere. And the other point too is about giving money to the illegals.
And look at this canal thing they're talking about.
Oh. Now, he is totally against that. He is really into the water rights for up here. So I applaud him for that. But the other thing, too, is about people that are here illegally. They don't seem to grasp this point that is, you know, you got to close the borders. You've got, you know, you can't, the The Border Patrol being told to turn people loose if they say they've gone to high school here without even making them prove it.
Well, they missed the most important word. The word is illegal.
Yeah, that's the part.
The part is illegal.
They'd rather spend their time on picketing and not allowing, you know, and punishing a man's use of his First Amendment rights by saying he believes that marriage should be between a man and a woman. And so they've gone after, of course, the president of Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on the news.
Well, yesterday was a huge, huge group of people all from all over the country, went to Chick-fil-A and bought stuff as a show of support. So that was interesting.
Well, he may come out of that in good shape. Incidentally, you might talk to Linda about being there every morning because she keeps you calmed down pretty well. And if not, if she does have to be away for some reason, consider decaf.
Oh, you know what? You know, it's true. She does. She mellows me out. When she's not here, I just find all types of things to take off on.
Hey, incidentally, you were talking about Hickok and that guy that they hung back there for shooting him?
Yeah, Jack McCall.
Too bad that judge isn't in Aurora.
Well, that, you know, it's the thing is that I think this guy from Aurora, you know, people go, well, he must be insane to do something like this. No, I don't think so. You don't have to be insane to do something like that.
Mental institution, and 20 years down the line, he's turned loose.
Yeah. That, well, you know what? But it's, remember the guy that shot President Reagan? Hinckley.
Yeah.
Hinckley. He's still in jail, except that people don't seem to realize that, you know, he gets out on these overnighters and weekend trips. He's out by himself, unsupervised.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got to run.
Okay.
Henry, happy birthday, Henry.
Happy birthday.
You bet.
All right,
that's really
it.
Cool.
All
I
right.
love it when people call in and court. That was really cool. Jennifer, by the way, and the kids. Jennifer has gone back to school. Here's somebody who's so driven. Again, you know, just watching from afar, she is getting her clinicals in nursing school. And her husband, Vince, is a U.S. Marshal, and they are the epitome of the American couple who together are, you know, making plans to, you know, have this a security in life.
Better themselves. Vince told her 4 years ago, he says, I'm in a type of job that I could not come home tomorrow. And the fact is nobody likes to think about that. He says, I know we have insurance. I know we have this, but you've got to find a way to be able to take care of yourself and your kids. And Jennifer was a very, very bright person and has been working in the emergency rooms as a medical tech. Went to nursing school, was admitted into nursing school, has been on the dean's list the whole time. I'm very proud of my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandkids.
But
and you.
Well, here's somebody who, like I said, she's in her 30s, and actually getting into her late 30s, and has decided to go back. She had to go back to school, and
she's in her mid-30s, okay?
Well, she was telling people that
she's really 21.
She was telling the gals in the school that, 20 years, she's older than there, you know, how many years between them, and saying, you know, geez, if I would have done it, I would have hung in there. Just hang in there. If you just hang in there and get your degree, trust it. Trust me, it's harder, twice as hard to come back. So, you know, anyway, honor. It's all about honor. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis at GulfCoastSustainables.com.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Get ready for the 420 Blackbird Music Festival in Weed, California. The big show features 12 stages, 120 bands, gourmet munchies, and a mega street party for the whole family. Come support the Weed Chamber and be a part of the best event of the summer. Visit 420festival.com. Get ready for the 420 Blackbird Music Festival in Weed, California. The big show features 12 stages, 120 bands, gourmet munchies, and a mega street party for the whole family. Come support the Weed Chamber and be a part of the best event of the summer. Visit 420festival.com.
Come join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, enjoy good friends, good food, and good wine for the first annual Wine and Dine at Bernsini Vineyard. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum for the new Liberty Park to be located at the Redding Municipal Airport. Tickets are $35 each. You can call the museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a great evening and for a great cause.
Saturday, August 4th, call 378-2280 for tickets.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:46 in the morning. That's nice. I like that music. August the 2nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Right here in Redding, your neighbor's giving you the greatest deals you're going to find. At Crown Motors, they have a vehicle to fit every need. New, previously owned, they've got them. Go on down there. Find out which sales they've got going on. Find out how they're going to help you put that new car in your life. And then they're going to take care of that car. You're going to experience just super service from Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Redding. Or give them a call, 223-2177. And I promise you, you will not be sorry going to Redding Crown Motors.
Okay, before you get on this rant, wanted to let you know that speaking of Legally Blonde, I know you've been hearing that commercial a lot. The cast will be on my show tonight, which is On the Spot with Linda Bott, 6 p.m. The folks from Enjoy Magazine are going to be sitting in. And, of course, when they are on, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta, they always host it, and they bring in all kinds of people from around the North State that they've done wonderful articles on. And if you ever get a chance to pick up the Enjoy magazine, you must. And again, the cast from Legally Blonde. That's what's happening tonight here on KCNR 1460.
Okay, let's talk about, I'm going to start off with stupid and go to sublime. You know, remember reading about this guy a couple of weeks ago that makes $500 a day, Bad Bob, on because he panhandles?
Oh, yeah.
And they got him. They arrested him for aggressive panhandling. He's out there getting in front of people. He's getting in people's faces at the Mount Shasta Mall, Winco, Target, Walmart, Costco, Barnes & Noble, all of them. Gets out there, gets in people's faces. So they arrested him. Well, they arrested him for drug possession, second-degree commercial burglary, misdemeanor battery. And what they did, and he's eligible to go to our county jail for 6 years. Now, we can't go to prison because of the public safety realignment plan. But he could face 6 years, 4 months in county jail should he violate his parole. But what did they do to him? They turned him loose again. He spends $300 a day, this is what he says, on heroin and meth. $300 a day on heroin and meth. And do you actually really think, Mr. DA, in your office, that this guy is going to respond to freedom? To freedom? Hey, going out in the streets again. Now, his probation is that he can't get within 100 feet of these stores, or of stores, but he panhandles. Why is he on the street? You don't think if he can't panhandle, where is he going to get the money for his drug and meth addiction? Where do you think he's going to get it? He's going to steal. So, okay, you can't panhandle. Get your money a different way. Okay. How are we going to, you know, this is the kind of guy that, according to Wes Foreman and other people, this is the kind of guy we need to put into the jail so then we can get him the treatment he needs. The treatment he needs to get him off this. However, he's been on drugs his whole life, his mom says. Got in with bad people. I don't know if I can exactly, I mean, what are you going to do? Except he's roaming the streets right now. So if you've got anything in the back of your car, you might want to lock it up. Got anything in your garage and it's unlocked, you might want to lock it up. Today we found a bag of tools just laying out someplace. We're not exactly sure where they came from. Dogs were barking, but they were laying there. So what are they doing laying there? What are all these tools there? Hello? Could have been somebody taking things and dropping them off. We're not a pawn shop. Anyway, okay, let's go to the good now. You know, I'm just, you know what? Why are we doing this? Why do we keep turning this guy loose? He doesn't fit into that third floor that's just been opened up. He doesn't fit into a trip to Lassen County. Please. Okay, great things that happened in the Olympics. I know we've already talked about Olympics. I'm going to talk about it one more time. This guy named Nathan Adrian, won the 100-meter freestyle. In 1/100th of a second, he beat the other guy. And it was so close, you didn't know what was going to happen the first time. So, I mean, that is the sublime. That in the beach volleyball, the two women who have won two Olympics golds in a row in their third one have never even lost a match last night to the Austrians and then came back and whipped them the last two matches, so for the game. And you know what? It's like Linda says, we're so proud of what they're doing. And all of them are talking, like one of the girls said after the win of the game, she said, this is for you. This is for all of you military that are out there putting it on the line. What can you say about that? You know, you just got to love these people. And these kids and this volleyball team are not kids. They're in their 30s. And this is what they've done. This may be their last one. Who knows? Anyway, you got to take a break. We'll be back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 25th. That means all of you.
Why?
Because it's our second annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch, and it's going to be a hot time, and it's Old Mining Town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the best little rootin' tootin' down home parade you ever did see, and then the stagecoach robbery at high noon.
A stagecoach? Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all that Old West stuff, like the French Gulch, Nevada gold mining demonstration. You may even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be good vittles? Singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
There'll be a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel from 4 to 6 p.m. with the Doug Godwin Band playing. Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 25th. If you need further information, I reckon you could use that telephone thingy. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078. See y'all there.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning. Carl on the pod. Hey, let me talk about the 2012 Patriot Tour. That's going to be out at Reading Harley-Davidson at noontime. Plans have been finalized. They're going to be taking this 14,000 miles, 48 states in 100 days. They're going to send the American flag on its third annual journey around the country to honor the U.S. Armed Forces. About 150,000 people nationwide are expected to participate. It's coming in from Chico today, and it's going to arrive at Reading Harley-Davidson right out there on Twin View Boulevard at noontime. And we were there last year, and it's really good. I mean, they come in, they bring it in. It'll spend the day here in the evening, and then tomorrow it heads on up to Medford, Oregon, I believe. Anyway, but it's going to be here today at noontime, Reading Harley-Davidson. Willie Park and Russ Brubaker have organized it here. And it's, again, the flag travels 14,000 miles, and riders from all 48 states will accept the flag at predetermined locations and then keep the flag moving. What a great deal that is. All right, what else is going on today? You know, we talked about the guy getting off. Let's talk about your rights. If you have any left here. I mean, when I start talking about people, you know, you look at the guy from Chick-fil-A. I know I've mentioned that, but I haven't really gotten into that. Here's this guy, and it's not Chick-fil-A. Okay.
I will let you go on that.
Let me go on that one. You know what? I really just don't understand that one at all. Chick-fil-A. Here's a guy who is, that owns Chick-fil-A, who has made it into a success, that has hired, you know, thousands of people, this man is a Christian. And when he was being interviewed in a Christian publication, he said that he believed that marriage should be between a man and a woman. And because he says this, and it gets out into the media, he is being castigated as a horrible person. The mayor of Chicago says, well, this is not the kind of person we want to have business in Chicago. You're talking about Chicago. Come on. Drugs, alcohol, corruption, and you don't want to have Chick-fil-A in your city, Emmanuel? Where did you come from? Are you really that delirious? Are you that far to the left? Is your head that far up your fillet that you would be saying things like this? This is Chicago doesn't want to have Chick-fil-A because that's not the type of people we want here in Chicago. You're crazy. What about Boston? Oh, I can't do that. We can't have them here. No. You know, the Archbishop of Chicago says, you know what? You've never discriminated against me before for my viewpoints. And so here's Chick-fil-A. The guy says this. And now, because he used his First Amendment rights, people want to punish him because of what he believes and what he said. What exactly is going on in our nation when you've got major city mayors saying this, and yet they will let into their town all other types of industry that flows below the average, flows and is absolutely perhaps things, I mean, porn. You'll let porn in there, right? You have all of that. That's okay. Let's open up a couple more adult bookstores. That's okay, but not a Chick-fil-A? Are you kidding me? So Chick-fil-A yesterday, people from all over the nation where Chick-fil-A is. Where is Chick-fil-A? Is there any around here?
I think the nearest one is somewhere in the Bay Area. I tell you, if there was one in Reading, I'd be
I would have gone to
one.
It. I don't go to Chick-fil-A. I would have gone yesterday because I value the First Amendment. How dare Rahm Emanuel say, we don't want something like Chick-fil-A. Oh, wait, if San Francisco says it, we will have the S&M parade of the year marching down the street. We will do all these other things in San Francisco. But we can't have Chick-fil-A. It is not. It doesn't meet our standards. You have no standards. You have no standards. How could you even say they meet standards? This San Francisco went and let the Marines film a commercial in their streets. Would not let the Marines film a commercial in their streets. Oh, I'm sorry. We caused too much traffic problems. This is after the Marines had asked, you know, had asked permission for months out. They changed their mind. These are the kind of people that want Chick-fil-A to fail. So yesterday, thousands and thousands and thousands of people from all over the United States went to Chick-fil-A. I applaud you people. It's like one of them said, hey, there's no dialogue. You can't have a dialogue when you've got people screaming for the blood of the president of Chick-fil-A. We'll be right back after these messages. We have Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. We're going to be talking banking and the economy.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. More than 21% of America is in extreme or even worse, exceptional drought. An increase in new numbers out this morning from the U.S. Drought Monitor.
Certain parts of the state and the country are suffering.
He's a Wisconsin farmer taking part in a statewide exchange, helping other farmers in need as the drought kills corn and other crops, costing us more at the grocery store. Congress may offer some help, too. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Well, the Senate has passed the long-term farm bill, but it stalled in the Republican-led House. So before heading to August recess, the House is preparing to vote on a disaster relief package to help drought-stricken livestock producers. It would cost $383 million, the price offset by capping two conservation programs. That pay for has Democrats complaining, preferring the House instead pass the Senate-backed plan. Dave.
Jared, police in Spain have arrested three suspected members of Al-Qaeda who had gathered explosives and may have been plotting attacks in Spain or elsewhere in Europe. Kofi Annan is out. The man who brokered the failed Syrian ceasefire, resigning as the special envoy for the UN to Syria. As rebels start using heavy weapons confiscated from the regime in the continued battling in Aleppo, as the U.S. moves to give more aid to the rebels, $12 million more dollars. The U.N. has delayed a vote until tomorrow on a new resolution against Syria that's now not targeting the regime.
It no longer calls explicitly for Bashar Assad to step down. Apparently, this was an attempt to try and muster as many votes as possible.
Fox's David Lee Miller outside the UN in New York.
It also calls for the withdrawal of Syrian troops and heavy weapons from populated areas.
More Americans needed new unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims rose to 365,000. This is the day before the July jobs report. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 71 points on some more concern that Europe's central bank does not yet have a specific plan dealing with the debt crisis. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The University of Colorado Denver psychiatrist who got that notebook in the mail from James Holmes right after the movie theater massacre was worried about the accused killer weeks before the attack.
6 weeks before that attack that left 12 dead and 58 wounded, the suspect psychiatrist became so concerned about his behavior that she did notify the University of Colorado's threat team.
Fox's Ainsley Earhart on the numerous media reports.
Sources claim that the threat team never had a formal meeting, never intervened, because they thought that they didn't have control over him once he left the campus since he was dropping out.
Fox's Ainsley Earhart again. Home space faces two charges for each of the 70 people killed or wounded. U.S. Airways says it's working with the FAA, investigating Tuesday's near disaster at Washington Reagan National. Three commuter planes came within seconds of colliding in midair.
The confusion apparently occurred at a time when the airport was switching the direction that planes land here because of shifting winds in the area. Apparently, that information did not get passed on to everyone in the control tower, and the plane was given the go-ahead to land from the wrong direction. The FAA is now investigating, and a federal official told the Washington Post, quote, "This is a pretty big screw-up."
Sherry Lee with Fox affiliate WTTG. More gold for the U.S. today at the Olympics in women's rowing. Later, Michael Phelps tries to extend his all-time record to 20 medals, as two American girls will be going for the gold in all-around gymnastics. Now, all the U.S. medal winners are also getting cash prizes, and they're getting taxed on that. But Republican Senator Marco Rubio does not think that's right, proposing a bill to make those awards tax-free, and GOP Congressman Blake Farenthold agrees.
I think we both have very similar proposals, and we'll work out the differences, assuming they get passed in conference committee. Mm-hmm. I think this is something everybody can get behind and we can pass.
An athlete winning gold gets $25,000. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, August the 2nd, Henry's birthday. It is 8:05 in the morning, and our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have a room full of people. And, Dad, what's the temperature today?
We're currently looking at 73 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be a hot day with triple digits. Looks like we're going to be around 101. Clear tonight with temperatures around 65. Tomorrow, 102. Friday night, clear with around 65. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Tonight is pizza night, and they do beautiful wood oven pizza that is definitely John Sedelli's, one of his great specialties, where you can eat out on the deck. And then, of course, there's music this weekend. And there's always wonderful things happening up at Anselmo Vineyards. Our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about this, and we're going to go to our market minute, but we're going to be talking about living with dialysis. And this is going to be a really eye-opening and educational hour here coming up at KCNR, so you don't want to go away. But first, let's go to our market moment with Susan Eastman. What's happening at the Wells Fargo branch? And they're experts.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, stocks and commodities are lower and under pressure this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 75 points at 12,897. The S&P 500 is off 8 points at 1366. The NASDAQ Composite is down 3 points at 2917. The three most active stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Knight Capital Group, down $3.73 at $3.21. Bank of America, up a penny, trading at $7.23. And Nokia, down 3 pennies at $2.35. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's down 61 cents at $71.79. Pacific Gas and Electric, positive 51 cents, trading at $45.44. Bank of Commerce, positive 4 pennies at $4.05. Over to commodities, gold is down $6.50 at $1,680 per ounce. Silver's off 33 cents at 27. Crude oil down $1.25 at $87 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much. Susan Eastman is our Wells Fargo Advisor, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And what can I say? You want to work your way through the entanglements of what's going on investments and Wall Street. Go down and see Susan Eastman and the gang down there at the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk dialysis. We're going to talk about the organization here in town. We went down to visit them. We think it's really important that you know what they do and the impact on people's lives that they have. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I am. says, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a very assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. We're lovely. We're alive, and we're so happy that you're here. 8:12 in the morning. We are looking forward to this next segment of our show that we're going to be talking to Mike Klemp and Dr. Bruce Bartlow. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, we've met you, and we have taken a wonderful tour of DaVita, which is the dialysis center that is on Park Marina Drive some time ago, and we finally could make this coordinate this day. We just thought it was such rich information. Now, Mike, you are a gentleman who is living with dialysis.
That's correct.
And you have been somebody who has gone to Washington. You've been why the trips to Washington? And on these trips to Washington, are you fighting for bills or tell us about yourself.
My name is Mike Clamp. I am a dialysis patient, and I dialyze at DaVita. And I have been on dialysis for about 6 years. I was fortunate I was diagnosed early by a VA doctor, and they sent me to a nephrologist, and they said that I had kidney disease. That way I had about a year before I had to go on dialysis, which I believe education is a very important part of this. The more you get educated, the more less scary it is when you start to go on dialysis. Another thing is that I go 3 times a week in center, and when I do this, I stay about 3 hours each time. It hasn't affected my life that much, although there has been setbacks. But I work part-time, and I try to do, you know, stuff around town. I'm on the board of supervisors, or board of directors at Benton Dog Park. So I do have activities other than just dialysis. I don't sit in a chair all the time. So there is life after dialysis, you know.
Well, one of the things that we noticed is that when we went down to DaVita and we talked to Dr. Bartlow, that you got people of all ages in there and all different types. And they come in and spend, you know, dialysis is you know, they can either do it there at the center, but they've also got a dialysis machine you can take home. And I was really surprised. Yeah, it's a small machine that instead of spending your day at the center or spending hours at the center, you can just do it at home.
Yeah, when dialysis started in 1965, it was part of the Medicare Rehabilitation Program. And the idea was that a very small number of people would, for the first time, have a chronic illness with an organ that had failed but stay alive. It's exploded to where it's now 12% of the national budget. So it's a huge investment. And yet, at the same time, the cost of the medications and treatment is so high that with the donut hole in Medicare and so forth, many of the patients can't afford the medicines that they need to have this succeed. We've gone from where dialysis was 6 hours, 4 times a week in an ICU, to where now it's 2.5 or 3 hours, 3 times a week. But that's still a huge investment of time on the part of the patients. And actually, dialysis is moving. We were the first center in the North State to have home dialysis, where you could, using either your abdomen or conventional hemodialysis, the machine, do it at home. So we now have 22 patients, which is quite a number, doing dialysis at home and just coming in once every month or two to see how they're doing.
How many people do you see a month?
We have 163 dialysis unit dialysis patients between here and Red Bluff.
Okay. When a person's kidneys fail, indicators for that, for people that, you know, I mean, that may not know this, or they've got children themselves or parents.
Yeah, unfortunately, dialysis kidney failure is almost always not manifest until you've lost about 80 or 90% of your kidney function. So if you wait for, oh, my ankles are swelling, or I'm getting short of breath, or I'm losing my appetite, or I'm swelling up, that's after, in most cases, far down the road. At least a quarter of dialysis kidney failure is due to high blood pressure, and about half is due to diabetes. So right now there are 1 million people on dialysis in the country. In 10 years, we expect there to be 2 million. Because with the obesity epidemic, we're going to have
That's what I was going to get into. So obesity is a big multiplier on this. Huge. And the high blood pressure. Well, you know, I talked Chick-fil-A one more time. I'm going to be down there. but as far as, and we have the obesity epidemic going on with children. So are you seeing younger ages coming in there?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. And if you look at the blood vessels of an 80-year-old, the blood vessels of a diabetic who's not taking care of his diabetes, who's 20-year-old, his vessels are going to look like that 80-year-old.
Okay, now, you said by the time it starts, you have symptoms like you're swelling up or your ankles. How can you check to see if your kidneys are okay?
Okay. First one is to be aware of it, to get a lab test, get a blood pressure check, have them look at the urine, see if there's protein in the urine. If you've got a family history, if you've got high blood pressure or diabetes, those are all those put
you
at higher
risk. So you can check on your kidney function. That's when they do the protein in the urine test.
Right, that and the blood
test. And you should get that tested how often?
If I had a family history of diabetes, high blood pressure, or if I had those, I'd do it every year. If I have an absolutely clean personal history and I'm not overweight, if I were not overweight, then, you know, maybe every 5 years it would be something to think about. There are five things that a person can do to slow or prevent the progression of kidney disease, and that's controlling weight, controlling blood pressure, controlling cholesterol, triglycerides. There's parathyroid hormone with calcium and phosphorus, vitamin D. Those get involved. And lastly, watching out for medicines that can hurt the kidneys. So that, for instance, many arthritis medicines are hard on the kidney. So if you have a tendency from your family history or your own story, tendency to kidney disease, watching those five things can make a huge difference. And probably getting involved with the kidney doctor much earlier than we tend to, back when kidney function is 60 or 80% of normal, we can get more involved in slowing that progression.
We're going to have to take a break, and when we come back, Mike, let's talk about your history and your family. If you, you know, you being a patient living with dialysis for 6 years, let's talk about a little bit. Of course, you're also a veteran, and when did you find out? We'll find all about that when we return here, right on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're tired of high air conditioning bills, call Phil Carpenter's Air Conditioning and Heating, your Daikin DNA dealer, today at 223-3285 or visit them at GOPCAC.com. See what their customers are saying and saving on their Daikin units. Go ductless today. Be cool and comfortable. Call 223-3285 and get ready to save up to one half off of your air conditioning energy bill. Phil Carpenter's Air Conditioning and Heating. That's 223-3285.
Hi there. I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target rich in mind.
But they're pretty.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:22 in the morning on August the 2nd, 530-605-4567. If you have a question for the doctor, we were just discussing bubbling in a urine. So,
and the indication.
Everybody on the break was trying to run back there to the bathroom to see if they did.
I have pink bubbles.
I'm not even going to say who this is brought to. Our guest is Dr. Bruce Bartlow. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, Bartlow. And Mike Klimp, who is a dialysis patient, who introduced us to this, to what he was doing. He was talking to us, and then the doctor invited us down to DaVita, where they do the, where you have the dialysis. Now, Mike, what's it done? I mean, the impact in your life?
You know, at first it was kind of devastating because I didn't know a whole lot about kidney disease. And it was scary by any means. I didn't want to go on dialysis. I mean, that was a fear. I started losing weight. I started losing my appetite. I started losing energy. I got downright kind of ornery. My wife said that my mental status kind of diminished a little bit. And I got to thinking then maybe it's time. But like I said, I kind of fought it for a while. Finally, the numbers got so low that the people at VA down in Sacramento said, I think it's time. So I went ahead. I'd already had my graft put in, so that wasn't a factor. So what happened
was...
What's
a graft?
My graft was in my arm.
And what's that do?
It well, they tie a large blood vessel, the arterial, mm-hmm. and then they make a loop, like a Gore-Tex loop, and it goes back into a vein.
Okay.
So
and that's when, how and that's, and that's how
you do dialysis.
Okay.
You put a needle in both sides, and the machine actually takes the blood out of it, runs it through the machine, cleans it, puts it back into your body. And this is done probably about 60, 80 times during a dialysis treatment. So what it's doing, it's taking your blood out, cleansing it, putting it back in. So what it's doing is actually taking all the poisons and all the bad stuff out of your blood. Because your kidneys are your filters, and you don't have that function any longer. Your kidneys are not working. So when you do that, you have to go to dialysis. If you don't, you die. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
So
when we took a tour of DaVita, we left feeling that it's a beautiful thing to see a human soul that wants to live. You know, there's a quality of life does not, I mean, will change somewhat, but it's a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours of your day. How many days a week?
Three.
3 days a week.
And the people that work there are so caring. I mean, the one thing we notice is that everybody there feels like this is part of their family, and everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, this is not a place to be afraid of. This is not a place to avoid. This is a place that you come to. And the people make you feel so welcome. And the other people that you see all the time has become a part of your extended family.
Yeah. The one thing I can carry on there, you asked me why I went to Washington, D.C. I'm a patient advocate, and I belong to DPC, which is Patient Dialysis Citizen. And we're a pretty strong group. We're non-cost. We're non-profit. And we have something like 23,000 members. And then we have patient ambassadors that periodically go back to Washington, and we have meetings back there, and then we go up on the Hill, and we advocate for different bills that are in process, or bills that we should see, like this Medicare bundling. We talked about that. We talked about the autoimmune suppressant drugs, which is for transplant patients. Normally, when you have a transplant, the government will pay for the first 3 years if you're under 65 years of old. Anything after the 3 years, it reverts to the patient. And these drugs are very, very expensive. So what we try to do is get the government to fund those drugs so we'll have more people getting in transplants. For the simple reason, there's a lot of people that say, I can't afford the drugs, so I'm not going to do a transplant, which is not good. If they can get a transplant, it's advantageous for them to do. The one thing, too, we went up and we've talked to congressmen and senators, and we go to meetings up on the Hill, and they're very accepted to us because they want to know what's happening in their district. And if we can tell them, then they're more aware of it. And that goes right down to the state and local government and everybody else. Everybody needs to get involved. And we have some good organizations here. DaVita is the other clinic, the dialysis clinic. Also, DCP is up on the Hill, up off of North Point. And like you said, Carl, all these people become a big family. They take and they know each other. They know why they're there. And the staff at both of these places, great. They're great people. They're caring. They understand what you're going through, and they're sympathetic to your needs. So that's good. And nobody wants pity. But every once in a while,
hey, you need a hand up sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
So you served our country.
Yes.
And what?
Navy.
In the Navy. In what years?
Vietnam era.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm glad we were able to do this and bring you all in and talk about this. This is something that people need to have a test, a simple urine test. We'll do that to find out if there's something going on with your kidneys and a little bit about dialysis and what people can do. What's your phone numbers? How can a doctor?
The VA is 246-7474. And we do have pre-end stage kidney disease clinics. So usually by the time your kidney functions around a third of normal, we'd get you into that system. You'd be meeting the staff and talking about the different modalities available to you.
Okay.
And there's so much involved with it, the struggle of almost all healthcare is I'd like to deny that I have a problem, not notice my swelling, not notice my blood pressure, because then I don't have to worry about it. And there's patients often feel powerless, whereas they have huge power in the preventive aspect if they can control those things, get the weight down, get the blood pressure down. Many times they won't develop the complications.
Okay, so this is Dr. Bruce Bartlow and Mike Klemp. Dr. Bartlow is, of course, from DaVita and has given a ton of information today. Give us that phone number one more time, doctor.
246-7474.
If you've got any questions at all about, you know, possibilities of maybe you or your family or something like that, especially with the epidemic for our children and obesity, that this could be causing diabetes, which can cause kidney failure, this is something that we've got to be looking at. You can just see this in the future as being an epidemic in dialysis or needs of dialysis.
And also Michael Klemp, he is the patient ambassador for DPC. Can we give out your phone number?
Sure.
Okay, so his phone number is 789-69. Go ahead, give your phone number.
That's in Washington,
okay,
D.C.
Give your phone number.
My phone number is 530-246-3064.
Okay. Again, thank you so much, gentlemen, for being in here today. And I tell you what, we've been there, and like I said, what a fine facility you have and for what you do for people. I mean, it's just so great. And so again, thank you so much. And Mike, thanks for keep beating me on the head and shoulders about this, because we finally got you scheduled. And then I just, you know, and you came
so
in
much
today, and we're just, it means a lot.
It means a lot for what
you all do, because you're doing this out of the goodness of your heart, Mike. And Doctor, thank you again for so much you do.
Really appreciate it.
You bet. Okay, when we come back, we've got a couple other things we want to discuss here before the end of the show. But we'll get right back here.
Straight to break.
We're going straight to break right now?
Yeah.
Bye.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
When the stakes are high, have the cards in your hand. Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest, with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 Known Limit Texas Hold'em, or just a few to name. Mini Badbee, Progressive Quads, Progressive Straight Flushes. You can bet on this. A $2 poker rake only at the River's Edge. Check out our daily tournaments, including our $1,000 guaranteed Omaha High-Low on Thursdays. Action starts at 6. For all you early riser poker players, get get in on the action Monday through Thursday for the River's Edge Early Bird Special. Starts at 10 a.m. First 18 players get a meal deal. Every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., get a chance to play the Plinko game board for instant prizes. $25 add-on, $50 splash the pot. Double prize, aces cracked for $25 and more. Plus, earn entries to win a gas barbecue grill. Giveaway on Wednesday, August 29th. Don't forget our $2 poker rake, best in town. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or visit the River's Edge.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome. You know what, Bad Bob, you're having a bad day today. Now, you know, you missed the news.
You can't get
music going. I mean, come on. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Let's do an update on the fire. Can we do that?
No. Okay. The salt fire along I-5 between O'Brien and Salt Creek Access. 500 acres, 20% containment at risk. Our major power transmission lines on a hot day, that is definitely not a good idea. Forest Service, Cal Fire, other local agencies, they've got 46 engines, water tenders, 3 helicopters, 4 air tankers, and a partridge in a pear tree, y'all, on this. Also a Type 2 incident management team. That means this is a major fire. They will be assuming command of the incident about 6 p.m. tonight.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say about D.C. Tim and the Man in Black? Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. They shave around your ears and in the back of your neck. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, and it's man's last stronghold. You know, you just gotta love a place like that. All right, whatever happens, Bad Bob, from now on, do not let me get started on Chick-fil-A again. I thought I was having an aneurysm.
Get that little vein.
I was okay. I really was. I was okay until I started thinking about Rahm Emanuel saying they didn't want a business like Chick-fil-A in Chicago. Okay. I'm going to step away from that.
It's the Chicago way.
You know what? Chicago way. Bring a Chick-fil-A, I'll raise you a steakhouse or something like this. I'm not sure. you know, it just gets me going when I see things like that, that people keep talking about the, you can't have that here. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. Okay, let's have some good news here. Besides the $150 fee. You know, one of the things, $150 fee for the rural fire, tax, which they're not saying that, they're waiting till the first bill comes out, the first tax bill comes out, and then it's going to go to, then it's going to go to court. But here's the thing, here are good things. Livestock values and crops are up 8%. Great news for here up in Shasta County. And, you got good news coming on with these, with others that may not be quite as good, you might say. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Art, good morning.
Yeah, hi, you two. A few syllables on Chick-fil-A me as I pounded my way down the asphalt here.
Okay.
On my two-wheeler.
Okay.
You expressed earlier great amazement that these mayors, largely Democrats across the country, would have the audacity to say that this gentleman's business is not welcome there. Should be no surprise, Carl. Look at their leader, the President of the United States and his goofball Vice President have both come out and backed homosexual lesbian marriage quite openly. He's given these people the road. They've taken it. This is what the Democratic Party has collapsed to these days in their efforts to get votes from anybody, any minority, any group that they can. The mayors who were dumb enough to make statements like this, I always knew that Obama was a socialist at heart, but that is pure fascism. That's the mark of fascism, when politicians in positions of power literally try to hold businesses out because they don't like their position, their personal positions on cultural issues. So this is no surprise, and there's going to be a lot more of it, because I think that the Democrats are going to run away from Barack Obama like the banshees are after him. Well, but these maniacs will continue to do this. This is the world of Barack Obama and how he thinks America should be turned upside down, where people who literally believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, that there's something wrong with that. It's no surprise, Carl. Well, he's been going that way all his political life.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is, when he was running for election, and up to just, what, you know, a few months ago, his stance was that marriage should be between a man and a woman. This is what, you know, this was his official position. And so, you know, now that it's changed like this, and you're right, we shouldn't be surprised, because, you know, he's going after every way he can get a vote, he's going for it. But I just find it interesting that Rahm Emanuel, who used to be the chief of staff for President Obama and helped get him elected on that stance, was that, you know, that marriage was between a man and a woman, is now changed dramatically, which, of course, means is that how did they really believe, and what did they really say? They say anything to get elected there, Art. So
I think they believe what they say, and I think that Vice President Bite-Me actually outed all of them with his remarks. I don't think that Obama or anybody else in the administration knew he was going to shoot from the lip. And once he said it, he sort of forced Obama to have to make a stand. And so, you know, this is Obama's view of America. It's upside down from what this nation has always been. It's upside down from the morals that have led this nation. And I don't see how this guy in a prayer can be reelected. I don't see it. I don't believe these rigged polls where they ask 9% of more of Democrats than Republicans on these issues.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I think Romney's going to win it.
Well, we'll have to see. But right now, if you look at certain polls, say that they're running neck and neck, and I can't figure that out for a number of reasons. Hey, Art, we got to run.
Okay,
we got
brother,
other.
Take care.
Okay, thanks, Art, for your phone call. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We got Cheryl lined up, and if you've got a comment on this, you know what? This is kind of like we're going to finish up this last 20 minutes with different subjects. So if you've got a comment on almost anything, you know, give us a call. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be 100 and something today. You need somebody that believes in old-fashioned values like quality, about keeping your air conditioner fixed, keeping it running. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, they're going to go down there and help you if you need help. And not only that, they're going to take care of your equipment, make sure it's running, have them look at it. You know, you're thinking right now, gosh, it's looking okay, it's working, but gosh, when's the last time you had somebody really look at it? Make sure those filters are clean. Make sure everything is perfect because it's going to get hotter, my friends. So call Alliance now. Check them out at homecomfort.org on the net or give them a call, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, let's go to the phone. Cheryl.
Carl, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. You share the birthday with my mother.
I do. We're probably the same age.
No, not hardly. And she's gone, so we don't want you gone yet.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be. I tell you what, get me going on Chick-fil-A again. Somebody needs to splash me with water when I do that. It's got nothing, it's got nothing to do with even what the guy said. It was the total hypocrisy of these mayors to say
right.
that. Anyway, okay,
right.
what you got, Cheryl?
Nothing. I just called to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
How nice, Cheryl.
So
thank
nice.
You.
You're so welcome, and we miss you guys.
Well, we miss you, too. When you coming back for a visit?
Well, actually, we're coming into town this weekend. We have a wedding to go to.
Oh. So how is it over there?
It's wonderful.
Is it?
The heat is just a little bit cooler than Redding, right close, but a little bit cooler, and we really like it over here.
Are you riding a lot?
No.
Okay.
PGR, well, we could, but we just haven't. PGR over here really is nothing compared to Redding.
Yeah, we miss you. You need to know that.
You guys really a big part of us over here.
I'll tell you, people say, what do you miss in Redding? I said, my PGR friends.
Oh, man.
They're great people. Our the people here, in the PGR and, the writers around here, people that support the veterans' causes. I mean, it's just...
They are so awesome. Like I say, over here, they just... It's just nothing compared to over there.
Well, you moved to outside of Reno, right?
Right. We're about 30 miles outside of Reno.
Okay.
Well, we miss you, that's
we
for
miss
sure.
You.
Well, have a wonderful birthday.
Thank
well, thanks
you,
for
Cheryl.
Listening, too.
Oh,
say hello
so
to Dave.
Welcome.
Okay, we love you guys. Bye.
Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
This is how important Citizen Patrol is, folks. We talked this morning, we put the call out, we emailed, we did everything we could. I called the cops. Because I was telling you about how we left this morning. I heard the dogs. Thank God. Elk Killer did her duty.
She was out there.
She was barking at 6:30 this morning. I heard the dogs. I opened the curtain. They were on alert. They did their job. I could hear something was going on. I thought, well, maybe somebody down the street's fighting. I don't know. But I opened the door a little bit. And I looked out the front door. Anyway, so we're backing out. And what do we find? There's just this long green nylon bag with...
like something you'd put, you know, tents in or, you know, something like
right.
that.
Right. And so I didn't know. Carl left before me that
well,
he
I saw it out there, and I said, well, this is weird. What is it? And I picked it up, and it's heavy. And I thought, well, first of all, you know, you would just pick up things. But I looked at it first. And I moved it out of the way of the truck. It's and then,
I didn't know that because I'm probably 5 or 10 minutes behind you. So I'm backing out. And I see that it's just slightly out of my driveway. I did call the cops and I told them this, so they're going to be on the patrol watch. And I got out of my car and I looked at it and I went inside and I did this long bag, and there were tools, there were wrenches, there were whatever. So I'm trying to get a hold of our next door neighbors, like it, and then I looked kind of just slightly because I'm on my way to work, right? Looks like to my right in our neighbors' their carports. Looked like there was a bunch of, which is unlike them, a bunch of cans and bottles and stuff that's all around their car. So this is what's really important, folks. You need to keep your doors locked. You need to watch.
Anyway,
you need to make a report. I emailed them, got an email back. Yes, their cars were ransacked. Yes, their bus was cleaned out. The car, just exactly what my instincts told me happened. Somebody must have been a quick grab and go, and somebody saw him or yelled.
When you opened up the window, they may have just dropped the stuff right then or opened up the door.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Dropped it on the sidewalk, and it is, my instincts are correct. So pay attention.
So what Rob Pelletti says, the chief, and also Tom Basinkle, the sheriff, says, is keep your cars locked up at night. Keep, you know, don't leave stuff hanging around, because these thugs, these thieves, these street vermin will come into your house and steal so they can use it to buy the drugs.
Quick.
Like this guy they just turned loose, gave him 3 years probation. It may have been him. Who knows? They released him from jail. This is the closest place he could find to steal.
Colonel, incoming. Norma.
Hey, happy birthday. I'm happy that you're having a birthday on the weekend. That means I don't have to make cookies.
Well, you know what, Norma? We're not getting out of this, Norma. You know what?
I had to do that,
there's
boss.
A Friday, you know what? It's Fridays and Mondays, too. I mean, you know, we can do that. We won't, you know. Anyway, well, thank you, Norma. Norma Comnick.
I thought you were going to be gone for a few days.
We are.
He is.
We are. In fact, we're having our guest host tomorrow. And,
yeah.
Trish is going to be on.
We never leave our house.
By the way,
by the way,
there's always somebody in our house and Elk Killer. So.
And Elk Killer did her job this morning. I got to tell you, I knew she had bristled up. She was barking. She was jumping at the doors. And I was like, what is up with you?
We have some very aggressive people living in our house, too, which is kind of
when will you be back on the radio?
We'll be back Tuesday morning.
Okay. Well, okay. Have a happy birthday.
Well,
all right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, boy. That kind of just rattles me a little bit about this next, the neighborhood.
Well, everything. You know, we lock things up. But
so,
it's like you said, you got to lock up because it's everybody's got to lock up. You lock up your cars.
These are the same folks that had the rattlesnake. They go, where's the rattlesnake
when
we
needed
it? You know, they slept through it.
Okay.
Sometimes the snakes have legs.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to the phones. And then we got to take a break. Jim, you're
up. Good morning.
Up.
Good morning there. Happy birthday there, Carl.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good thing that Elk Killer is on the job.
You know what? Elk Killer is. And got really big. You know, people don't realize it, but this this dog has been known to pull down a 150-pound moose. What it did to it was just horrible. It was just horrible. And, just, you know, in fact, when I think about it, it's almost like thinking of Chick-fil-A in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, but that's a real important thing, to listen to your dogs, so they know that when there's something out there, it's not supposed to be there, they start barking.
Wow.
And you really want to pay more attention to them, you know.
Well, she did know it. She knew something was going on, and she got big. Yeah. And so.
And other dogs in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and we started checking it out. So,
that's great, yeah.
Anyway.
But hopefully they hear that when they get all this here housing deal squared away, that they, when they go send them down to Bubba in Alameda or something, there these people are going to enjoy their stay.
And they'll say, "What's your name? I'm Bubba's girlfriend." All right, hey Jim, thanks a lot.
You got to take it.
All right,
we
got to take a break right now. Yeah, you know, use Bubba as an object.
Bubba, it's not. Hey, and when you talk about Snooki pulling down a 150-pound moose, I'm just kind of wondering what you're talking about. I'm not going to take that personal. I love it. We'll be right back. KCNR 40. And I thought Chick-fil-A was a person.
Chick-fil-A. No, that was a baseball player in the 30s.
That's Bubba.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It's August the 2nd, my friends, 8:57 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. We're going to be out there today. The Nation of Patriots are coming through there, as we talked about earlier. But they're going to be going 14,000 miles, 48 states in 100 days. And what they're doing is they're bringing an American flag across country. Over 150,000 people will participate in this. And it's going to arrive at Redding Harley-Davidson right out there at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. At noon today, I you know what? Head on out there. This is a salute to the veterans, and it's going to be right there at Redding Harley Davidson. You know, Ernie, Jessica, David, and Robin, they've been running this business a long time. It's a great business. It's an icon of America. It's Redding Harley Davidson. They've got it all out there. Give them a call at 241-7117 to find out any specifics on this, but trust me, you will like it. They're going to drive in from Chico. It's going to be here in Redding, and then it's going to head on back up north to Oregon. But Redding Harley-Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard, Redding. You know, Harley-Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream. Okay, just got a couple minutes left. You know, you hate to see things like that happen, but you know what? It's like everything. You've got to lock everything up. We've gotten to the point that it's hitting everybody that you know. I mean, we've got very good friends that live in a very exclusive area. You know, it's a gated community. And have spent thousands of dollars on security lights and all that. They still came into the yard and ripped off they broke the screen door trying to get into the house with the alarms going off, and the police didn't show up for over 30 minutes after that. You know, I'm not blaming the police, but I'm just saying that's how long it takes. But You need to have some deterrence out there. And a dog, as Pletty and Basenko say, is a great way. It doesn't have to be a huge dog.
Now, our new chief of police from Anderson, I believe tomorrow is going to be the guest of Trish Clark, who is going to be holding down the fort. And I think there's also some surprise guests that will be on. And, of course, we love Trish. She's always informative, and I like she's a little bulldog. I love it.
Yeah, she is. And she's been in the county politics for a long time.
Paddle-tics.
It is paddle-tics.
I love that's a new Carlism. So thank you for everybody for calling and wishing Carl a happy birthday. That was really cool hearing the soccer. The youth of our future Americans.
Carl, can I throw in a quick plug for the thing I want to do this weekend?
Absolutely do that.
Interesting article came out in one of the trade magazines I read about UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, as some people insist on calling them. And it is not Big Brother's necessarily eye in the sky, but a law enforcement tool, just like the computers, the cell phones, radar guns, things like that. We're going to talk about that on Boomer Tech Saturday at noon.
Well, you know, it's one of the things that we support is, new businesses and air cover, and our friends Jim and Susan Hill here. A tool is only as good as the person that's using it. Always remember that. I mean, it's if you've got people in the sky flying UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles around, you got to have rules for them. I don't want somebody just flying over my house and just because they can, just to sit there and watch and, dwell over my swimming pool. If I had a swimming pool, watch the sprinklers or something. Okay. Hey, have a great day today. Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Drought and heat are killing crops across the country. More than one-fifth of the U.S. now in extreme or exceptional drought. And time's running out for help from Congress before the August recess. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
With that recess scheduled to start tonight, lawmakers are preparing to vote on a disaster relief package aimed at helping drought-stricken livestock producers.
We need to respond to our fellow human beings, our fellow Americans.
North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox urging quick passage of the $383 million assistance program.
Instead of a farm bill, which I understand for at least 5 weeks we're not going to see in the House of Representatives, we're presented with a cow bailout.
Colorado Democrat Jared Polis complains the Republican bill scraps funding for conservation programs. Lisa.
Jared, as the fighting rages in Syria, the man who tried to negotiate a ceasefire is resigning as the UN special envoy. And Kofi Annan has some choice.